What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
I'm sure this lady that does cliches, I'm sure she was around 37 years old.
No, she definitely was. Guaranteed. Yeah, no question about it.
Well, hello! I am back from hiatus to return to cliches from camp, the most important, nonsensical time of the year. I love nothing more than a bowl of porridge, a spot of tea, and a great cliché!
First seemed really weird, kind of being out of town in a dorm and all that, but coming out to this every day makes it pretty fun.
We tell the guys, make it as hard as you can on us.
I'm just, you know, stepping in, trying to step up and make some plays.
It's all about just trying to get better every day.
I like them. Just keep working. Consistency always as you go.
Just trying to do everything, you know, it takes all of us.
You know, we got great fans. They show up every day.
Where else would you want to be? Honestly, that's what it comes down to. There's no other place I'd rather be.
You got a real good feel for the game. Smart kid, real smart.
This is your ceiling, and then once you reach that, then you break it, and then you go even higher.
Oh, I think just playing football.
I've continued to grow. That's probably my favorite part is day one here versus now. I'm continuing to get better.
There's only one goal, and that's universal amongst our team and our teammates. You know, and it's pretty clear, it's pretty obvious, and it's pretty simple at the end of the day.
I'm trying to just learn as much as I can and be a part of it, but it's pretty cool how they do things.
Focus on what your job is and get it done.
The Royal Family would be so proud of all of these glorious, wonderful cliches from camp. Until next time, it is me, the British woman.
Some good ones in there.
I want to believe she has a nice voice. I'm trying to get into it.
You get into it. It's a good voice.
Just takes over.
I do like the, you got to break through the ceiling. You know, the ceiling is where you are, and then you break through the ceiling, and you get even higher. I mean, that who was that gentleman who said that one, Matt? Because was that Creed?
No, I think that was Karloftis.
Oh, Karloftis. That was a good one.
He's got a lot of good ones.
Got a lot of good ones out there. Yeah, they go through them on the first day of camp. Here are the cliches that you're going to use, and then they'll turn it into a bit on the radio station, and everybody will enjoy it. Apparently, Brandon Ayuk is close to deciding on a team this morning. I guess there are the late night reports that are coming out. He apparently, this is wonderful. I love this. He apparently has a deal worked out, and the 49ers have a deal worked out with either Cleveland or New England, right? Like those are the two teams that they have worked out a deal with overnight for Brandon Ayuk. And now he gets to decide which team he's going to go to based on who comes up with the best contract offer. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. I mean, whoever offers him the most money, the most guaranteed money, is where Brandon Ayuk is going to go. And I have no issue with that. That's the way the world works. What I do have a kind of interesting kind of look at this year is how is this going to affect Brock Purdy? Because I think this is the way we really see how good a quarterback Brock Purdy is. Brandon Ayuk, people will say he's probably the third or fourth option on the team. He's still a big option on the team. You're taking that option away now. And whether it's Amari Cooper coming back from New England or whoever the case may be, that they're going to get in return
for Cleveland,
but whoever New England's going to send back for Brandon Ayuk is not going to be as good as
Jason's
Brandon Ayuk,
brother,
right?
Kendrick Bourne.
Is it Bourne?
Right now it's Kendrick Bourne.
Okay, so either way, what we're looking at, whoever they're getting back in return is not as good as Brandon Ayuk is right now. It's going to be a big test for the quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant. And if Brock Purdy goes out there and doesn't have such a great season, then San Francisco's probably going to sit back and go, is this the right guy we want to sign? So it's kind of like a twofold thing, at least in my opinion anyway. This could really impact the future of Brock Purdy and what the 49ers want to give him. But if you're Brandon Ayuk, at the end of the day, where are you going to go? New England or Cleveland? I have a hard time going to Cleveland. I know New England isn't some great pasture of football these days, but man, you just look at Cleveland and that just spells loser.
Yes, I got a good rep. I mean, it's got a quarterback they gave a lot of money to that, you know, I don't know, just doesn't really look like they still have it, but apparently we'll find out. There's been cliches out of Cleveland's camp that, oh, he looks great again. Looks like he's got his arm back, looks healthy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. Everybody should look like that at the beginning of the year.
But essentially, this is the exact same thing that happened to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was offered a contract. He didn't like it because somebody else got a lot of money.
Right.
Brandon Ayuk was offered a contract. Justin Jefferson got a lot of money. Brandon Ayuk goes, well, I'm actually pretty good. I just happen to play on a team where the two better options above me are outliers.
Right.
It is probably one of the best running backs to ever play football. And if that's an egregious take, then we can have a conversation. But I think it's
Well, he does so much. I mean, like, from a pure running standpoint, he's not Barry Sanders. He's not Walter Payton. But when you factor in, that's why I don't want to call him a running back.
No, he's a trailblazer of the position
today.
Yeah,
he's a phenomenal football player.
He's what everybody wants now.
Right.
He wants somebody who can catch the ball in the backfield, plus they can run the ball in the backfield, and you can lean on them for four quarters.
Right.
And then there's Deebo Samuel, who's probably the number one flex option in the NFL. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I think that he's one of the top at least two. And then you're like, well, I'm Brandon Ayuk. And also there's George Kittle.
Kittle's over here. So he blocks real well, I've been told.
I don't know, number one, number two flex receiver, number one overall five-tool running back, top two, top three tight end. And then there's you, and yet you're still putting these numbers. And then basically that's what Tyreek Hill did.
Right.
You know, Tyreek Hill said, yeah, Mahomes is great, but like, look at my numbers. I'm here with Travis Kelce. That was the second option. And then they said, okay, there's two teams you can go to. You can go to Miami or you can go to New York.
Right.
And he said, state sales tax. I'm going to go to Miami.
I'm going to go to Miami.
Same thing here with Brandon Ayuk. You can go to New England or you can go to Cleveland, because either way, both teams are going to pay you, and we're happy with whoever they give us back. If they give us Amari Cooper, we have a veteran that's basically like a B-grade of you, but still got enough in it in the tank and can be great in this offense. If we get Kendrick Bourne, still kind of young enough, never had a good quarterback, let's see what he can do with at least something that's decent, not great.
Yeah, here's a text from the text line I'm sure a lot of people are feeling from Miles. I would not want a guy who's willing to go to those teams over San Francisco. Dudes want to get paid, bro. Yeah. Like, that's all they care about. Like, you got to stop thinking guys want to win. They want to get a check. If they win along the way, it's outstanding. If they don't win, maybe they ring chase in their last year or so. It's all about getting the Benjamins, and it's all about getting paid. It's what we all want to do. If somebody came to you today and offered you three times your salary to go, you're gone. And so I don't like when people get mad at athletes for taking the biggest check. That's what life's about. You have a limited amount of years that you can be a professional football player, baseball player, whatever it is, Dusty. All of us have a limited amount of years that you get to work. What do you want to do? You want to maximize your earnings so you can hit the retirement, you know, pavement a lot sooner than you wanted to do, or go into retirement and feel comfortable and not have to work and set your family up for generations. Like, Brandon Ayuk is absolutely 100% doing the right thing. He was with a winner for a couple of years. Now he has the opportunity to go ahead and get paid. You take that check. You go get paid. You take the team that's willing to pay you the money. You've had the opportunity to play for success. Now it's time to play for your pocketbook and set yourself and your family up for generations to come.